This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. So massive Commanders news. Beyond the draft hall, which we're going to talk about in the 7 o'clock hour, we'll get into who they picked in the later rounds. I know you guys talked about their first round pick on Friday. But of course, the draft now is 3 days, so you found out who they took in the second round on Friday evening. And then Saturday, you found out the later picks. But the big news here, D.C., Washington, D.C., and the Commanders will announce today a deal to build the team's next stadium at the RFK Stadium site. Details of the arrangement, which still have to be approved by the D.C. Council, are expected to be announced in just a few hours in a joint news conference with Josh Harris and the mayor, Muriel Bowser. So they're coming to RFK.
The big news to me is I think it's a little of the airs out of this balloon because it's been leaking for a while and people are kind of been adjusted to the idea.
They were kind of
this
expecting
is,
it.
Yeah,
they
this is where it's going to be.
That was the leader in the clubhouse.
It's kind of leaked out.
They were in the red zone.
They were in the red zone and they punched it in. So
that one
great.
Reporter.
Whatever. To me, the big news is the amount of money that they're going to spend. Mm-hmm. Now, I guess part of that is also like inflation. Everything's expensive right now. But I mean, like $3 billion plus dollars.
It looks like $2.5 billion coming out of Josh Harris and the other owner's pockets. Like that is a huge
Very
commitment
unusual.
From the ownership. Because a lot of times they want to try to get as much of the public money as possible. And there will be some taxpayer funds.
Well, they're going to have to make that money up somehow.
They're
going to
make it
towards
up.
This.
They'll get it back.
But for,
believe
I mean,
that ticket is prices ain't going to be cheap. They're
right.
going to have
PSLs,
the PSLs.
Of course. But this is a massive commitment from the ownership. It shows they wanted to be in D.C. D.C. wanted to obviously revitalize that area that's been laying dormant for so many years now. And now it looks like with the approval of the city council that it's going to happen.
Mayor Bowser was planting the seeds via social media yesterday. Her official Twitter account tweeted about Nats Park.
Mm-hmm.
And she pointed out, in 2006, D.C. made a bold investment of $611 million to build a new stadium on a vacant lot. Today, that neighborhood has over 85 restaurants, 6,500 residences, and 5 hotels. That's what it means to the economy.
No, there's no doubt. I think it's basically a proven fact. Snyder's talked about it when we've ever had Rick on about what it does for the local area, that if you build an NFL stadium or Major League ballpark, it's definitely good for the economy. No question about it.
Yep.
It's awesome that it's at that site. I still have the major misgiving about the limited tailgating options that are going to be there. I think that's a huge part of it for a lot of Skins fans. But from a nostalgia perspective, it's great. Going back to the old site, I do think it's without question going to be a dome. I'm one of those guys. I kind of have a little of Drab in me in this one sense. You know how Drab would love to have like a baseball field in his backyard? I wouldn't want one in my backyard. But anytime I go by a city and I drive by a stadium, I get kind of giddy.
You're like drawn to the stadium site.
Yeah, sure. Like, you know, even just like driving to Philly, I tell my daughter, hey, that's where the Eagles
play.
Or
even driving past Baltimore. You're like, there's M&T and Camden Yards
it's right next to each other.
Like,
I was just in Atlanta, and it was my first time seeing the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. And I was right there. It's pretty cool. You know, when you're in Vegas and you drive by, and these new stadiums are getting cooler and cooler, and with $3 billion, This is going to be an effing cool stadium. Yeah.
Do you get the same feeling when you drive by Fredericksburg? You see where?
The Peanuts?
Yeah.
No, I mean, not quite the same.
But
level,
you know what? I will say this. When I would drive by Richmond and I would see their little minor league baseball
stadium,
the
Braves,
I would
minor
notice it because I just like stadiums.
It's old.
Just kind of wired that way.
I noticed it the other day.
The spot in Richmond is old.
Yeah.
It's been there a long time.
It's not that special. But, you know, that little kid in you gets excited. And these stadiums today, I mean, I can't wait till the first renderings come out. We know it's going to be a dome because they want to have Final Fours
Final
and everything.
There, yeah.
So, I mean, that's a fait accompli.
Isn't that weird that D.C. is going to have a dome football stadium?
They're going to have a new stadium.
It's going to be wild.
They're going to get the Super Bowl within a few years of the stadium opening. That seems
always
to be the trend.
That way.
So
the
Super Bowl is coming. Final Fours are probably coming.
Super Bowl will probably be here, I don't know, 2032?
National title game in college football is probably coming at some point. Like, it's a huge, huge deal.
Yeah.
It's massive, especially if you think of it this way. We've been doing this radio show for almost 29 years. I would say about half of it, we've spent time talking about where they were going to end up.
Well, we've been talking about how bad FedEx Field has gotten over the years.
Yeah.
I mean, the place has deteriorated into just...
It is wild
a dump. Now, the new ownership poured some money into to try to, you know, like, put a Band-Aid on it until they get to the new spot at RFK, because they know they can't just leave it as is, but... I mean, they've needed a new home for a while, and it looks like it's going to be back at the RFK site now.
Yeah.
And probably for a decade, the previous owner and Bruce Allen were trying to get this done. Couldn't do it.
Well, because who wants to get into bed and do business with Dan Snyder?
Well, like, and he was never going to put $2.5 billion of his own money into it.
Because he didn't have $2.5 billion liquid to put into it.
If he could liquidate the entire city and all of their residents... Yeah, he'd do it. But he wasn't going to put $2.5 billion
that Dan would have had no problems putting that thing anywhere.
Right.
As long as
what I mean?
Yeah. As long as it wasn't paying for it.
Way out there in Manassas.
He would have taken the place that gave him the most public money.
He would have put it anywhere. So in that sense, this is unbelievable. I do think it's going to be totally different. It's not going to be the old creaky outdoor RFK. It's not going to have that vibe. It's going to have the 2020-30 vibe.
Yeah, it's going to be a plush new RFK. Yeah.
And it's going to be a different crowd. Because you're going to have to save up your ducats to get your ass in that stadium, especially the first few years.
And also, this stadium will have a corporate sponsor from the opening. It's not going to be like Nationals Park, still without a title sponsor.
I'm always amazed, though, that it's not like that much money. Like, it's $10 million, $20 million for the naming rights per year. That doesn't even pay half of a quarterback salary.
But it helps.
I know, but my point is, in the NFL, it doesn't even pay half a good quarterback salary.
Right, but it's just like it's a nothing burger that you just like free money raining from heaven.
You just need it. You need that.
I know, but it's like a difference maker.
We should sell the name to the Junks.
Well, I mean, we've said that. We've said that for a decade.
I don't know why we haven't done that. Let's just sell out
the Junks presented by... Fill in the blank.
We just completely sell out the downside of our career.
By the way, we are presented by Crop Metcalf.
That is true.
Say we are.
Our text line is presented.
The McDonald's Sports Show.
By Lido Pizza.
Presented by Lido Pizza and Crop Metcalf.
Yeah, we've got to do it like...
by all of them.
Like the Terps used to do it. It used to be like Capital One Field at Maryland Stadium. Like, you got to sponsor every little nook and cranny. Let's do this. Let's monetize this.
I do think that the reaction is going to be excitement, but I do think it's just kind of leaked over the last few weeks.
Right.
So I think it's going to be a little bit more muted maybe than what some people might think.
It's also so far down the road.
Yeah. 2030.
I mean, in some ways, like, when we get to 2030, we're like, man, that was the blink of an eye.
Yeah.
But when you're in 2025... and you're thinking about football seasons, you're going to have 2025, 2026, 2027, 2028, 2029.
Still playing five more years.
Full seasons at FedEx if they actually hit that date and hit the target, which is 2030.
Oh, well, if I'm Josh Harris and company, like, you have shovels in the ground, do all your environmental studies, whatever you need to do. It's going to be on an accelerated timeline. Like, you don't want it to be more than five full seasons once you announce it. Like,
I brought this up before. When was the GW Parkway project supposed to be done? I just don't know.
2045?
Yeah, I don't know. Knows? I thought that thing was going to be done in
a
year.
I'm driving that, and I look at it, I'm like, they're never going to finish this. I just look around all the cones, all the heavy equipment.
They're constantly rerouting you.
I got in a lane today. Usually, usually there's a couple of splits, and I'll usually go to the left. Today I went to the right, and all of a sudden I had a stop sign.
I mean, I've never felt more like I'm in a real-life Mario Kart than when I'm driving on the G-Dub Parkway. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is insane.
Got to nail it between the Jersey walls.
Oh, yeah. You better be paying attention.
I mean, I'm definitely worried about just, like, scraping the right side of my car at some point.
Well, as long as there's no major hurdles within the city, you know, the D.C. City Council, you know, voting against it and putting it on the back burner again, it should. I feel like stadiums always get built.
What would their beef be?
I don't know.
Guys going to pay for, you know, those guys that own the team are going to front the money.
I would think that would get it done, yeah.
I mean, we're going to ultimately pay for it as fans, but they're going to front the money, you know.
Hey, it's a big feather in the cap for Mayor Bowser. First, they got the control of the 174 acres because D.C. didn't have control. They got control. And now it looks like they're going to build the stadium at RFK.
She's the queen of sports, man. I mean, you got to give her that title. Like, she kept the Caps and Wizards in D.C., prevented them from moving to Virginia. And she's getting the Commanders to come back to the RFK site under her watch.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of an L for your boy, Wes Moore.
Oh, he's definitely taking an L this
morning. That's an L for him.
He's not happy.
I mean, there's only so much you could do. I mean, the sentiment from the ownership and the fans was to come to D.C.
I mean, what's he going to do with all that land out at FedEx Field? I have no idea. Yeah. Is that still owned by Josh Harris and company?
Yeah, I don't know.
I would predict in 10 years when it'll get knocked down and it'll turn into some huge townhouse complex.
It's probably its fate.
Yeah,
I would assume.
It's definitely going to be homes.
Yeah.
They'll sell it to builders and builders. They'll pay anything for land. That's what I'm guessing.
But yeah, I wonder what kind of like accoutrements it's going to have that's going to like set it apart from, you know, the other new stadium.
Yeah.
Over the course of time, by the way, the Landover area.
Mm-hmm.
Now they've built up a lot of nice stuff. There's Wegmans and there's all these restaurants and stuff. But they lost Landover Mall.
Yeah.
They lost the Capitol Center.
Yeah,
R.I.P. They lose FedEx.
Landover Mall wasn't a big loss.
I mean, just the cornerstones of my youth, JP. I spent so much time at Landover Mall
and Capitol
Center.
Just because we went there a lot
when
we were kids, it doesn't mean it was
just saying.
Great mall.
Yeah. It's progress. Yeah. Sometimes progress isn't always progress.
Right.
No, but think about it. Like, SoFi, what do you think about when you think about SoFi? When you think about it from afar?
Modern,
ultra modern. Those huge video screens inside
go all the way around the stadium.
There'll
be something similar to that.
With Dallas, I think about, and I don't know if the other stadiums have it, but they probably have something similar. How, you know, they have all these restaurants where the players run through or run by and all that on the field level. I don't know. I just can't wait to see.
I wouldn't expect a monstrosity like Jerry World. I mean, that holds like 100,000 people. I think that
was like a $2 billion stadium, right? This is three. Now, it's inflation. Everything's more expensive. Construction costs are very, you know, much higher now. So who knows? But Cakes, I mean, just the staggering price alone tells you this is going to be a real
it's going to be ultra state-of-the-art, cutting-edge
stadium.
Course.
Remember, we spent a little time talking about an article about Dan Snyder being miserable that the team was winning.
Good.
This is going to make him even more miserable. If you read these articles, he began discussing moving the team in 2008.
Right. So 17 years ago.
Dude, he's a loser.
Yeah, he's a life. He's a life loser. He's a winner because he got $6 billion for the franchise.
Yeah.
But that just further reinforces that the NFL is idiot-proof if a buffoon like Dan Snyder can profit that amount off of an NFL team.
But again, it tells you, 2008, we're in 2025.
Right.
How long we have been talking about moving them out of FedEx.
Mm-hmm.
We did the first ever show from FedEx.
Yep.
We had
was that 1990?
Paul Tagliabue joined us.
96, 97?
I think it was 97.
John Kent Cook. Bunch of NFL executives were there.
Tags was the commish.
Yep, it was.
And about a decade later, people said, "We're sick of this place. It's a dump."
I wish we had audio. Valdez might be able to unearth audio. Like, I'm sure we were like, "Wow, look at how amazing this new stadium is!" Like, we're just awed by it.
I always thought it was fine. I didn't think it was anything special. I mean, I'd go there, and obviously, I don't think there's anything special about it. I don't even think it has any charm. But I always basically enjoyed my time there.
I went to two games last year. It was fine.
I like the club level. When that first came out.
Now, the parking situation, not great. It may be worse at the new spot.
Yeah,
the traffic situation, not great. People don't expect it to be great here.
But
it's
you're
part
a Metro
of the deal.
Guy, so you don't care. You'll be taking the Metro down.
Mm-hmm. Depending. I'm not a big Metro guy when you got to like take the red and then get on the yellow. Oh, yeah.
Switching trains, not a fan.
I'm not a huge fan of that.
I'm not a fan of
if it's
on
simply
them,
like
period.
Red line, I'm cool.
What do you, Drabby, what do you guys have special at your stadium?
Yeah, Lumen Field.
Lumen Field.
I'm sorry, Allegiant like Stadium, because you're a Raiders guy now.
That makes it unique.
We pipe in crowd noise. nothing really, other than the fact that the way they built it, the architecture keeps in the crowd noise or bounces off the top.
Mm-hmm.
But what you're going to see with the Commanders is the clear, transparent roof, most likely.
Why do you say that?
Well, so they let this light in, so you don't feel like you're inside a dome, mm-hmm. and but it also keeps out all the elements. That's what U.S. Bank has. That's what Allegiant has. That's what SoFi has. That seems to be the current trend.
Will it be retractable, or is it just closed?
No, remember, I put you guys onto that they, these teams never open the roofs anymore, so they're kind of out of date.
Mm-hmm. So that's kind of like a passe thing, it just adds to the cost.
It's much more expensive, so that seems to be the case. But it's a bygone era.
I would say, like, retractable roof would be nice for like a September or October home game. If you want to close it come November and December when the weather turns, fine. But like mid-September,
October,
like,
you want to be outside.
Roof should be open. Like,
yeah, but if it's translucent, let the real light in. If the real light is coming in, that might mitigate some of that.
Just trying to get more vitamin D, B.
Yeah.
Just
cakes are your windows guy or an air conditioning guy?
Oh, I'm clearly an air conditioner guy. Look at my face. Look at my eyes leaking. Of course I'm an AC guy.
Right.
This is
all
what
right.
drops in this morning.
Coming up next, we're going to get in the NFL draft and the drop of Shedeur Sanders to the fifth round and how Mel Kiper handled it or didn't handle it. We'll tackle that next here on the Junkies.